Mickey News, I'm Ben Thomas. Jimmy Carter's casket has arrived at the U.S. Capitol, where he will lie in state. Haya Panjwani has our report.
Today we gather to celebrate the life of a man whose works will echo for generations to come.
Vice President Kamala Harris eulogizing the late president. His casket arrived from the Carter Presidential Center and arrived at Joint Base Andrews with a motorcade following. The former president was given a 21-gun salute in Washington. Harris, House Speaker Mike Johnson, and Senate Majority Leader John Thune were among those who spoke before they laid wreaths on Carter's casket. The vice president reflected on Carter's character.
Jimmy Carter was that all too rare example of a gifted man who also walks with humility, modesty, and grace.
Haya Panjwani, Washington.
President-elect Trump says he won't rule out the use of military force to seize control of the Panama Canal and Greenland, both of which he says are vital to national security. At a news conference, he also proposed
changing the name of the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America, which has a beautiful ring that covers a lot of territory. The Gulf of America, what a beautiful name.
A New York appeals court judge has denied Trump's latest bid to delay sentencing in his hush money case. It remains on schedule for Friday. An announcement from Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg.
We're going to get rid of fact checkers and replace them with community notes similar to X, starting in the U.S.
In Southern California, a wind-driven wildfire is consuming parts of Pacific Palisades, fleeing residents clogging the Pacific Coast Highway. And the polar vortex is now bringing sub-freezing temperatures to the south, a threat of snow in Texas and Oklahoma. This is AP News. Peter Yarrow of Peter, Paul and Mary has died. Peter, Paul and Mary performing at the March on Washington in August 1963. Become an overnight sensation just the year before when their first album hit number one on the Billboard chart. Through the 60s, the trio sang out against war and injustice.
The music itself has a real message.
Yarrow telling the AP in 2003,
"You are not powerless. You can make a change. You just have to stand together."
The trio reunited in 1978, singing together periodically until Mary Travers' death in 2009. Yarrow said the friendship was a close one, something that could be seen on stage.
We stand really close to us, each other. Unlike other acts, we look at each other when we sing.
Peter Yarrow was 86. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.